Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. I had to start off my episode today with this deep breath because only God knows how many of those I needed right before I sat down in this chair today to record this episode, because your girl is heated. Your girl is heated today. But we'll get to it a little bit later. Let's get to the introductions. Welcome to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. I hope all of you are doing amazingly well. I hope you had an amazing week. It's almost over. Tomorrow it's Friday. Let's all take a deep breath together, because we know how these external factors can get to us. We know, but all we got to do is just relax, stay present. Remember to stay present. And I am also taking advantage of recording this episode to calm myself down, because I am through the roof today. So I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe this is exactly what you need. You need to sit down, you need to be present and just talk to the microphone, talk to the people, talk to your peers, okay? And this is exactly what I'm doing right now. A little weather report. I feel like it's been a while since I've given one of them to you. And, it's Poland. It is cold. Now it's a mixture between snow and rain, and cold is always there, but the rain and the snow are like fighting between each other to figure it out, which one of them is going to come every single day for the past 2 months. So yeah, I think that also has a little bit of an influence on my mood today, because it's just like, I'm getting hit with a little bit of drama in my personal life, and I'm looking around trying to find, you know, the beauty in life so I can actually raise my vibration. And one place that I cannot look for that is outside of my window, because it's just going to put me more depressed. Because it is extremely cold outside. It's grayish. And, you know, you already know, Poland is being Poland and it is all right. A better day is going to come and everything will be fine. A small message also to my fellow people who are living in Poland right now. You know, if you get the chance, get out for a weekend, because I promise you, down south over there, like in Italy, France, Portugal, Spain, it is sunny, okay? It is sunny out there. It might be a little chilly, but nothing compared to what we have here. So if you get a chance, you know, hop on those Ryanair flights. They're like 40 zloty, not even, less than 10 bucks. And you can go and spend yourself a nice little weekend down south, you know, recharge and then come back. And I'm preaching this a lot lately, because this is something that I am incorporating in my personal life. Like, I am not staying in my apartment, y'all. I am leaving. I need to get out. I need to do things to myself. And back to an episode that I recorded a couple of weeks ago about assessing self-care. That is one of the things that I want to incorporate in my self-care, which is traveling and looking for the sun. I don't know what I thought when I said to myself that I was a winter girl and I loved snow. That was a stage in my life that I was delusional. Clearly, because I mean, I like snow, it's cute, but you know, my African blood, I need the sun, okay? I need the sun, I need the water, I need the beach, I need to get a little darker, you know, all of that. But anyway, I'm like all over the place right now, but let's focus. All right, let's focus. And today I want to talk about loneliness. Ooh. Today, I want to talk about loneliness and what that topic means to me, what I have seen that topic to mean to other people, and just really give you my perspective and how I deal with it on a daily basis, because I hear it a lot. And lately I have been seeing it also like on my friends and even like on social media, and even with myself, you know, that they are this, they're craving this, this feeling of not feeling lonely. Of course, this is something that I also think that a lot of people don't talk about because they don't feel comfortable enough to express, and also aligned with shame. I feel like people are really ashamed of saying that they feel alone or that they are lonely, which are two separate things, by the way. Feeling lonely and feeling alone, or because I feel like I like to be alone. I enjoy my alone time. And that was something that I had to learn with time, trust me, because I've always been a party person. I like to be around people. I like to communicate. I wanted to be a journalist, for God's sake. So I love to be around people. And enjoying being alone, the enjoyment from being alone, is something that comes with time. And that was something that came with time for me. After I got off my last relationship, I actually tried to understand what being alone means. What can I do now that I'm alone? You know what I'm trying to say? Like building up my life from that perspective. And feeling lonely, I think it's more deeper than that. Like when you feel lonely, it's different because there's something inside of you that you have to work on. There's something in you. There's some insecurities that you might have that you don't really completely trust in your own ability to live, in your own ability to do stuff. Like you have that fear of attachment, of detachment, in fact. You have that feeling that you need to have someone next to you in order for you to do things for yourself. That's the feeling of loneliness. You have this attachment to people. You feel like you can't get up without a hand, like you really can't go anywhere without anybody. And this comes from what I just said, like insecurities. You have your coping mechanisms sometimes, like your traumas. You're always used to look outside and not to look within. And this is what I think the loneliness comes from. It comes from looking for some sort of validation, for some sort of, I don't know, someone to be there for you, really. And back to the alone thing, which is something that I love. I love, of course, that it takes time. And for me, it really took me a while because I jumped from relationship to relationship. I was never single, and which is crazy now that I think about that. But that was like, I could not be alone for anything. Like always had to have someone by my side. I always had to, you know, be in love or just be like pursuing someone or whatever. Like I could not be alone to save my life. And after my last relationship, I moved to Poland and everything just changed, you know, and everything is still changing. And only now I am starting to really appreciate and value and enjoy doing things alone. Like I enjoy literally doing things alone. And it took me so long. It took me so much time because, you know, when you're young or even when you're an adult, whatever it is, and you are ruled by unconsciousness, like you used to just go outside and see, for example, like couples going out for dinner or couples going to the movies or friends together going to the movies and going for lunch and going for a walk. You know, you don't really see people by themselves doing these things. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't see, well, now you're seeing it a lot more. At least I am, because, you know, I feel like when you turn on that that conscious mode of yourself, which, by the way, you can't turn it off. Let me just say that. But when you become a conscious being, of course, that like your mind is just so much more aware. So you are going to notice a lot more things than it did before. And what I'm noticing now is that it is completely okay to do these things by myself. Like I have no problem. And although I had this in my mind and I knew about this, but it was difficult for me to find true enjoyment while doing it. You know, it was difficult for me to just go out, you know, and have lunch by myself and actually enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Like I would go, but I'll be like, oh, well, you know, it would be nice to do this like with a friend or be on a date or have some sort of, you know, something to come out of it from the outside, from another person. And I'm just now, like I'm literally, I kid you not, I'm just now realizing how nice it is to do things alone, how nice it is to go and sit in a restaurant and have a meal and enjoy that meal and enjoy your dessert and enjoy your water, your glass of wine, whatever you have. And just, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm smiling while I'm talking about this and I'm getting chills because it took me so long to get here and nobody taught me how amazing this feels, how amazing it feels for you to cater to yourself in this way, to do things for yourself. I was doing a bunch of self-care last year, like a whole bunch of self-care last year and the year before, the first year of pandemic. I was like, yeah, it's all about me. I'm going to work out, eat healthy, yada, yada, yada. And that became almost like a coping mechanism because after I was doing all of those things, at the end of the day, I would still feel sad and I would still have this feeling that I was lonely, you know, and I didn't really realize where that feeling was coming from because I was just like, you know, I'm doing all these things for myself. You know, I'm working out, I'm eating healthy, I am reading books, I'm meditating, I am actually catering to my mental health, to my emotions. I am listening to my higher self to like, you know, I was doing all of these things. And at the end of the day, there were days where I was like, damn, I feel so lonely. Like, I wish I had someone here with me that could experience this me, this new person that I am right now. I really wish, or even worse, like I was like, I really wish like the people that I've hurt in the past to see where I am right now. I really wish I could just get a chance to go back and apologize or to get a chance and show them like, look, like I see now what you meant. I hear you now. And I would still have these feelings. And it's insane how the universe works. It really is insane because I'm here just like 2 years after doing all of this. And I'm not being as active now as I was 2 years ago with that type of journey. Like I'm not working out as much as I was. I am still eating healthy, but I'm not on that, you know, I'm not with the same drive that I was back then. And now that I am half speed, I can actually take the time to be like, okay, I actually enjoy this. I like this and I go out by myself and I, you know, I sit at a nice restaurant by myself and I'm going on trips now by myself and I'm going to lay my head on my pillow at night and I'm going to feel great about it because I appreciate and I have enjoyment. Finally, I can find the enjoyment within me that I was looking for so long externally. Yo, like I wish I could open some brains and just put this inside of some brains of some people, really. Cause once you get to, like, I'm getting chills all over. Like once you get to this mindset, once you realize how powerful you are as a being, you are unstoppable. Once you look inside, just look inside, really, just take a second, look inside. And I know it might be a little blurry right now, you know, you might have some traumas in there, whatever, but just stop for a second and look inside. You have it. You have everything you need to change your life right now. You have everything within you to make that change. The only person stopping you from achieving what you want is you. All these cliche phrases, they're really not, you know, once you get there, you know, it really doesn't feel like a cliche anymore. It feels like really true. The only person that is stopping you from getting from where you are right now to where you want to be is yourself. You're putting limitations within yourself. You would be surprised with the power of what little things really, really hold. The power of your words, like how you perceive yourself, how you treat yourself, how you call yourself, how you take care of yourself. These things matter, okay? And these things are so, so powerful. That's the only way you are going to be able to attract what you want externally. You have to live inside of you as you want to live outside of you, if that makes sense. You know, if you want to better your life, if you want to find more happiness around you, if you want to raise your vibration, if you want nice things around you, you have to look within. And it's in your mindset, it's in your words. When something, you know, not so good happens to you, you got to be able to turn that mind around. And instead of worrying, you have to be able to stop for a second and take a breath and look around you and say, you know what? It is going to be all right. It is not a big deal. You have the power to change your life around. It's in your mind. It's in your mind. I saw a video yesterday and this guy just, he was amazing. Everything he was saying, he was amazing. And he was like, you know, when people like wake up and something bad happens and then the whole day is just, you know, everything just falls. It's like one bad thing after the bad thing after the bad thing. That is a condition, okay? That is your mind that is conditioned to think that once one bad thing happens, then your day is ruined. Everything else is going to be ruined because your mind is conditioned to think that way. When you have the power to overturn that, okay? You have the power to overturn that. If one bad thing happens in the morning to you, you have the power to sit down with yourself, to look within and think, all right, I'm not going to let that bother me. It was just one minor inconvenience. Let's put things in perspective. Is this really a big deal? It really isn't. It is what it is. Just surrender. Surrender to it. And move on. We dwell on things so much, just, and especially bad things too. It's like we could dwell on some good things, you know, some positive events that happen in our lives, but no, we choose to dwell on the negative ones. So just move on. If something happens to you in the morning that puts you in a bad mood, you have the mental power to turn that around, okay? And sit and breathe and meditate for 2 minutes and turn it around and think, all right, well, it's okay. This happened to me. That is all right. Okay, I'm going to go on about my day and everything else is going to be perfectly aligned with the energy that I'm going to put outside. Period. And that's it. That's all you need. I promise you that's all you need. Once you get that mentality, once the universe sees you working, You ain't got to do nothing else, okay? I promise you. I promise you. Y'all, I get these thoughts on a daily basis, really. That's how I have to rule my life because it is hard out here. You know, we all know how hard it is out here. We all know the challenges that the outside world bring into our lives already. So the least we can do is just do what it's within our reach. And that's take care of ourselves, you know? That's changing the way we think. That's changing the way we live. You have that power. I promise you, you have that power. Just try it. Try it just one time. I promise you it will help. So with that being said, that is my message to you. If you feel that you are lonely right now, you're not. You're not lonely, okay? You just have to really do some introspection and understand what is making you feel that way. What happened in your life that made you feel that way? What surrounds you that makes you feel lonely? And why do you feel lonely, okay? You have to assess that. Because once you realize that all you need is yourself, the only person that you need to validate you is yourself. The only person that you need to love you is yourself. It is nice to have love from other people, don't get me wrong, but you're not going to be ready to accept love from other people if you don't love yourself first. Let's clear that out of the way. So once you have that confidence within yourself that, like, listen, I'm my own person. I'm a do me because all I need is me. If you want to come along, that would be great. But if you don't want to come along, that would be great as well because I am enough. When you get to that point, when you realize that you are enough, that feeling of loneliness will go away. I promise you. And then you'll start to understand what being alone really means. Because there, I don't know, there's like this weird connotation with being alone. It's like people look at you weird. You know, they say that you're not good enough for other people when they see you alone and stuff like that. And that's not really it. You know, once you get to that point of enjoyment, okay, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure I'm going to reach some people today that have this enjoyment of doing things alone. I'm pretty sure. It took me a while to get to where I am right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I had some sleepless nights. I have had this feeling of loneliness for a long time. And let me tell you something. Even when I was in relationships, I felt lonely. So, you know, if you want to start somewhere, maybe you can start there. Maybe you can look at the relationships that you had in your past. And even if you are in one right now and you are feeling lonely, that's when you need to question yourself even more. Because that's when you need to understand what is really happening within you, that you have this person next to you that you thought would complete that gap of loneliness and feel that gap of loneliness, but it didn't. You are still with this person, and there's still moments that you feel lonely. That's when you need to really, really look for what is going on inside of you. And then when you get past that, or when you get better at dealing with that, that's when you get to the enjoyment part. And it's fun out here. I'll just tell you that. It is fun. I'm not gonna lie. I have my days, of course, because I'm a human being. But overall, it's nice. It's nice. I'm not gonna lie to you. So that is my message for today. I hope that with these words that I said, I reached some of you. I was able to help some of you to really just focus on what these two terms mean. And hopefully you get to work on those. And hopefully you get to, you know, start your journey into getting to a better place than the place that you are right now. All right. That is my only wish for you all. So once again, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to come back next week and tell you all about my plans for next month because I'm super excited. And yeah, you already know where you can find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And I'll see you on my next one. Bye.